This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support.
You know, a very strange but interesting thing occurred today. I was stopping at like a Quickie Mart place to pick up some ice for a film shoot that we're doing for Reel.Video. And there was this guy that was just moving through there buying something. I don't know, was driving a truck. But I tend to observe people pretty closely, just kind of notice who's around me, you know. And immediately picked up this guy, definitely former military, tattoos, but sort of clean-cut hair, and had a combat knife on his hip. And I could immediately tell just by the way that he walked and looked around that this guy could take care of himself. And he's kind of like the guys that I trained with. It was like the same energy, the same awareness, the same sort of can-do attitude about interacting with the world around you. And people tell me that's how they see me when I'm training too. But the reason I mentioned this is because it struck me that most of the people that I see are dead in any crisis. I mean, most of the people. In other words, what struck me was how unusual it is to see somebody who can take care of themselves. That's what struck me. Not that these people exist, but how rare they are. I look around society, you know, I see people at the grocery store. What do you really see at the grocery store for the most part? Diabetic patients, cancer patients, rampant obesity, mental illness, antidepressant drugs, people who are sedentary in their lifestyle, except for the one day a week that they manage to waddle through the grocery store to buy some food so they can sit on the couch for the six other days. You know what I'm saying? That's when I look around most of the time, I see people, you know, on one extreme, people who are very diseased and very obese and just out of it. And then I see, of course, sort of the 80% of the masses who are, they're not necessarily diseased, but they're certainly not prepared. They're not able to defend themselves. They're not packing a weapon. They don't carry a knife or a flashlight. They don't have EDC items, in other words, everyday carry. They're not people who are aware of their surroundings very much. They're just kind of drones, just kind of zombies sleepwalking through life. That's about 80%. And then, you know, there's these few individuals like this guy that I saw at the Quickie Mart, and it occurred to me that in a collapse scenario, which could be any kind of scenario, it could be, you know, grid down, EMP, financial collapse, martial law, social chaos, a civil war, who knows, the Russians are coming, no, whatever. But whatever the scenario is, there are certain people who are going to make it through almost anything. And I immediately saw that in that guy, and I recognized that that's a reflection of who I am as well, that I'm that guy. I'm the guy who makes it through anything. But that we are very rare compared to the masses of people who are totally unprepared, don't know what to do. You know, especially you look at the young people, they're just on their mobile phones all day long. They don't have any skills outside of their mobile phone skills. They're like Snapchat Jedi, but they can't change a tire on their car. Some of them can't even change a light bulb. Some of them can't even sharpen a pencil. They don't even know what a pencil is, it seems, in some cases. What? A pencil? What is that? So this is a big warning, actually. You look around society. I want to live in a society where people are more prepared. And the shocking part is that I'm in Central Texas, and Central Texas actually has more people who are more capable than people in many other parts of the country. You know, Texas, you've got farmers and ranchers and welders and people who use their hands for a living. You've got a lot of very capable people, smart, polite people, a lot of people who know how to run firearms, for example, a lot of former military and some former law enforcement as well. Central Texas, kind of rural Texas, has a lot of very capable people. It's one of the reasons why I like to live here. And yet, it's not a majority. it's not even close to a majority. That, in other words, even in Central Texas, probably 80% of the people will perish in a collapse. But maybe that number is like 95% in a place like Los Angeles or New York City, for example. You know, 19 out of 20 people could die in some of these liberal cities. That's not an unreasonable projection, depending on the scenario. You lose power, you lose police and fire protection, you lose the civility of society. I can see 19 out of 20 people dying in certain places. I mean, the estimates of an EMP attack on the country in a grid down scenario are 90%, I think. Was it 90% die-off rate within a year? And that's across the board. I think that's right. Off that EMP commission report, I'll have to check it. I think it estimated 90%. Maybe it was 80%, but it's up there. Let's just say safely 80 to 90% of the U.S. population could die off in less than a year from a grid-down EMP attack scenario. And you can imagine that out in the countryside, you might have actually like a 30% survival rate, and in a lot of cities, you might have like a 5% survival rate. You see what I mean? Cities are very hard to survive, and especially because you're surrounded by people who don't know how to survive. So I'm actually, it kind of makes my day when I notice people around me who are capable, because I know that if things hit the fan, that, yep, that person is going to bring some order and some safety to part of this community. And, you know, I'll be part of that as well, and other people I know, and the sheriff and the sheriff's deputies and the veterans, lots of people. They'll help bring order to the community, safety and order. You know, stop the gangs, stop the roving gangs, stop the looting. You either decide to stand up and defend yourself, or you commit suicide, like Western Europe is doing right now, by the way. Europe has committed suicide, cultural suicide, but that's another podcast. So I've got a website that might help you on all this. It's called survival.news. Check it out. We've also got gear.news, which is all about really preparedness and survival gear. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out my new upcoming gun how-to videos on Reel.video, launching in July. We've got a series coming out that we're just getting ready to film as of the time of this recording, and it's a how-to course. It's a pistol course for new gun owners. So if you're a new gun owner or you need a refresher course, you're going to want to watch this series. It's an original series for Reel.video. Check it out. It's launching in July. I think we're going to start running the first episode on July 4th, actually. So that should be fun. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.